This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. So whatever it is, great or small, we're here to help. We're here to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. So many people are struggling with, all kinds of health challenges. I get the emails and the phone calls that are office nonstop every single day. And I think one thing more than we're looking for than anything else is just hope. We need to know that we can get better, that we can do better, that we can be better. And when you get a diagnosis of something like diabetes, or you wake up one day and you're 30 pounds overweight and you're thinking, what happened? Well, what happened is you ate too much for a long period of time, and now you've gained a bunch of weight. And, you can call it being overweight, or you can say that you're fat, either one. One's politically correct and more medically termed. But at the end of the day, it's all right. It's okay if you've gone through a bunch of stuff. It's okay if you've gone through some emotional times. You've emotionally ate over the last, period of time. You gained some weight, because if you can gain it, you can lose it. And if your body's getting to a place where, when obesity, you cross that line, of course, that's where all like diabetes and high cholesterol and those sorts of things become a reality based on the weight that you've gained, meaning that the weight probably has caused and triggered a lot of those health challenges. But that's good news. When I hear that, when somebody comes to me and they bring that up to me, they call me, they email me, whatever, I actually get excited. Here's why. Because if that happened based on your choices that you make, then that means they can be undone for the most part. If it's some major genetic disorder, that's what was given to you in the cards that you were dealt. And so at the end of the day, there's not a lot of hope in that. But when it comes down to our lifestyle choices that we can radically change every day, that matters. Ralph in Sarasota, Florida. I'm 57 and just underwent knee replacement surgery. How should I be taking care of myself so I don't put on the pounds? Well, you want to do your rehab. I'm sure they've got you set up with a whole program. Knee replacement surgery is no joke, but the knee, the PTs and folks that are going to be working with you, I'm sure, have got you on a great game plan. So stick with that all the way through the finish. Let me tell you, I tore my knee up at one point in athletics, and you want to follow that to a T. I did, and I was just almost neurotic about it, following through with all the different treatments and therapies, going, staying an extra 30 minutes when they told me to go home. Because I wanted to get well. I didn't want to be down. And I'm into athletics and, of course, very active in my own life. And so anything that could put me out was not a good thing. So at 57, you're still young. The body's still got a really, really good recovery ability. And so if you can stick with it, really get in there, do the work, you'll be amazed at having a complete knee replacement, the kind of function that you'll have again. The orthos are phenomenal surgeons, and that's a great surgery. The technology out there is wonderful. People get great results with new knees. So get started and stick with it. Eating, just make sure you eat foods that keep inflammation down. That's the big one. Supplements that you probably should look into, talk to the folks that are taking care of you. White willow bark's really good for lowering inflammation. Also, omega-3 fatty acids, like a good DHA fish oil. Cod liver oil, great one, of course. Krill oil is fine. You've got a host of things that can be beneficial. But really look at vitamin D. It's a great healer, especially when you've got joint-related issues or you had surgery. It will just help the recovery process tremendously. And there is a cold laser that the FDA has approved and it is amazing. So I don't know if your PT has it. You might want to ask around. If they don't, chiropractic physicians have them in their offices. Physical therapists do. Naturopathic physicians will have them as well. And some physicians, some regular medical doctors will have them in their office. It just depends if they're into more of the natural treatments or not. So it all depends. But anyway, ask around, because these treatments, they don't hurt, can't feel it, but it works at the cellular level to increase the healing process. And I'm telling you, that's why the FDA approved it. It is phenomenal, and people get great results. Matter of fact, most of the athletic teams have them on their or within their training staff and for therapy use and that sort of thing. So really does the job and does it quite well, actually. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Mandy, you're with us on the line. How can I help?
Hello?
Hi, darling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. I've been just dealing with just a lot of off and on just calf cramping over the last few years. I'm a marathon runner. I've been running marathons about going on 9 years now, and but particularly, you know, just tightness in my, you know, in my calves, my hamstrings. I know I do spend a lot of time on my feet with my job, and I spend a lot of time, unfortunately, in my car. I stretch as often as I can, but sometimes I'm just so tight, and like when things are tight and off kilter, you know, other things in my body hurt. So I'm just wondering if there's something nutritionally I can do. I eat as clean as I can. I eat a lot just because I burn a ton of calories with cleaning offices and houses and running and swimming and biking and everything. So I guess I want some words of wisdom.
Okay, so let's talk about this. First and foremost, you say you get tight and that sort of thing. What is your age?
I'm almost 35.
Okay, so you're still really young. So the tightness, does it get into a real strong cramp, almost like a Charlie horse, or is it just like a mild tightness cramping type thing?
Just like tightness and cramping. I've occasionally had the Charlie horses in the middle of the night. Over the years, I've kind of learned to kind of ward those off by just in the middle of the night, just kind of turning my foot the other way to keep it from happening until it passes. You know, I've occasionally had them get really tight just while running, and just tight muscles where, you know, I know that a lot of things connect to the bottom of the foot, and so when I can tell my calves are really, really tight, like sometimes when my feet hurt.
Right.
So.
Yeah, a couple of things. Well, if you're that active and you're that much of an athlete, then you're burning through a ton of minerals, and probably vitamin D, it could be an issue. Your calcium absorption could be an issue. Now, it could be potassium, and also it could be magnesium. Why don't you tell me real quick, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Give me a normal day for you. I know you say you eat a lot, so what does that look like?
Well, this morning I had 3 eggs and some oatmeal. And a few hours later, I tried it. I didn't like it. So, but I do eat, you know, I'll drink a lot of almond milk, occasionally soy milk, but probably more almonds.
Well, more than anything, what's going on is when you've got this kind of cramping tightness, it's usually a calcium, magnesium absorption issue, okay? So vitamin D is probably a big role. I'll tell you what, we'll go into a commercial break, and I'll run down a couple of things with you. When you push as hard as you do, I'm going to talk about adrenal dysfunction and adrenal fatigue, how that plays a role in your calcium absorption and with your minerals, how to build all of that back up and get you to where you can run full speed, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can go check online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back. More Healthy Talk Radio, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope. Don't you lose it. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
800-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, going to the break, talking with Mandy, talking about really just going hard and going all day, working hard, of course, but also being very athletic, whether it's swimming, biking, working out, running, all of these things, and having a little bit tight muscles, and then, of course, dealing with you know, just some of the cramping and whatnot. And we were talking about your diet, which is really good, by the way. Okay, tuna, plenty of fish, plenty of vegetables, eggs, so plenty of proteins. Like, I'm pretty fired up about the way you're eating. Do you eat a lot of fats? Because I didn't hear you say that, like nuts and seeds and avocados and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I love almonds and avocados, and I do like salted almonds, so they're probably not as good for me as unsalted, but, you know.
Actually, it's okay. It's okay. Actually, that's all right for you. When's the last time you had blood work done with your doctor?
Last time I was pregnant, 5 years ago, so.
5 years ago?
So, yeah.
See, here's the deal. When you're real active, it's almost like you feel like you're invincible. You don't need a doctor because you eat healthy, you exercise. Why do I need a doctor? And I'm 35, right? So do me a favor, please. Please go to your doctor and get a physical and just say, you know what? I want to get full deal. I want to run a full round of blood tests. I want to see exactly what's going on in my body. Because the reality is there could be some simple things that blood testing will show. And we're just kind of kicking it around here on the radio, but there could be. So if you said to me, I'm looking for some words of wisdom, my greatest words of wisdom to you would be go get the numbers, because the numbers don't lie. Symptoms can be arbitrary, but numbers don't lie. Okay, tell them you want to see vitamin D as well. Have them check all your hormones, all three estrogens. Tell them there's three of them. Tell them you want all three. And have them check your HGH, which is human growth hormone, too. Now, they'll check your minerals as part of the complete metabolic panel. You might want to add magnesium to that. And those would all be great tests to have done, okay? But anyway, that is the biggest key. Now, your diet's already good. Sounds great. I'm sure you drink plenty of water, which is, you know, also good as well. So here's another key. When you're athletic like you are, and you're going all day like you say, and you push your body pretty hard, the adrenals can get real fatigued. They're little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they control the amounts of stress. Well, stress comes into the body, but they control how our body reacts to it. Okay, and over a period of time, they can become what we call exhausted. And if that happens, then your body's ability to produce cortisol can be disrupted. Cortisol can be a good thing, but for the most part, when it produced all the time, when you're going, and always pushing yourself, that's when it can become a little bit destructive. You can mess up your sleep patterns. Do you sleep okay, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so it can mess those things up, and it can affect your mineral balance. And that's what I'd be most concerned about. So the blood test will help. But you look at vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, vitamin C in a buffered pH form. They can help rebuild the adrenals. So those are two big keys you might want to go look at, and health food stores all have them, right? But if there's not one silver bullet for that. It's not like, oh, okay, it's magnesium. It's not that simple. Because as hard as you go, it could be adrenals, and it could be just all your minerals are kind of out of balance. And vitamin D could be the catalyst, very much so. But I would look into all of that. Get a physical done. Get the blood work. And if you want to call me back on the show and get those tests, call me. I'll be right here. You can do that. Or you can email me. Whatever, we can chat about it. But I think that's the next step for you. And because if your diet's that good, I mean, it's not like you told me that you eat a bunch of junk. And you don't. Would I like to be organic and, you know, no mercury and tuna fish and all that? Well, yeah. But I'm just glad you're not eating much fast food, which is what I get a lot. Okay, so you're doing great. Probably just a little mineral imbalance, a little adrenal fatigue, and all that can easily be corrected. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. A woman with flesh-eating bacteria that we've heard so much about, how now leaves the hospital. Amy Copeland is her name. She's a young woman from Georgia, if you haven't forgotten, who has waged a 2-month-long battle. Can you believe it's been 2 months? We've been talking about that for quite a while here on the show and following that, against the flesh-eating bacteria when she went down the zip line. And, of course, Copeland was discharged Monday morning from Doctor's Hospital in Augusta, Georgia, according to a hospital spokesperson. She's 24 and contracted the infection May 1st in a ziplining incident when she tore a gash in her left calf. 3 days later, she was admitted to the emergency department and was diagnosed as having been infected with a strong, strong bacteria. Copeland had to have most of her hands, one leg, and a remaining foot amputated as part of her ordeal, and has had multiple skin grafts due to tissue being removed from her abdomen. I don't know about you, but it's amazing for what she could have gone through, what she's gone through emotionally, what her family's gone through. I mean, your life can alter in a moment. And that's what blows me away. It's amazing that her life changed in an instant. And for her, seemingly, of course, we only know what we are told through the media and through interviews. I'm sure there's been plenty of tears and plenty of fear and good days and bad days, but it sounds like that her attitude has really carried her through this. And whatever you're going through, for Amy, you know, Andy Copeland is the guy they always interview, right? That's her dad. And he's this guy that always has the positive comments. He is like the Joel Osteen in the hospital, right? He's the guy that is just dropping all the great attitude comments about his daughter. And I just find that so amazing because, number one, it's a dad, which if you have a daughter, then you understand what that's like, that you'd be completely freaking out. But his attitude remains so strong. Hers seemingly has been amazing. So like minds, you know, realize that they're family, but like minds definitely influence each other. So it's exciting to see. He said it's like a kid going off to college. He's so excited. They're both excited to be getting out of there. And last week he told CNN that his daughter needs to be able to develop the autonomy to be able to transfer from her bed to the wheelchair, to the shower, to the bathroom, or anywhere else in the house. But I know that she can do it. Here you go. Enough said. So whatever you're struggling with, and it may not be flesh-eating bacteria that's taken away your legs and one of your arms. So what kind of attitude do you have that you're carrying with you every day? That's the question.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. And don't forget that if you're looking for someone to walk with you, take you by the hand, we have our Wellness Provider Network. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about. Go to getwellproviders.com, and they can take good care of you. I mean, this network is growing every single day. It's exciting to see all that is happening. So in the news and on the commercials, guys, we've always been told that our testosterone begins to decline after the age of 35. Now, I've got to tell you something. That in my years in practice, doing blood testing, and in my years in training, in medical training, one thing that I did see was a trend, okay? And there's a study I'm going to talk to you about right now, and I think it's a big issue because As men, we just assume that our testosterone levels are supposed to drop. And that's really what we've been taught. I mean, hey, in med school, that's what we were taught. All right. In all our training, in hospital training, all of that, we're taught that. The journals, most of them say that. And there's a condition called andropause. Okay. And it's much like menopause. All right. Women, their hormones, their estrogen, progesterone begin to shift in their mid to late 40s, and they start getting the hot flashes, and things begin to change, right? They're going through the change. Well, they've been saying for a long time that men go through the change as well, and it's where our testosterone levels begin to dip and begin to drop. Well, here's something interesting. I always found it interesting that guys that were overweight, and I'm just telling you, for this is my own just kind of, I guess, my own case study, okay? this is just my own observation. That's probably a better way to put it. But I would notice that guys that were not stressed out, that were thin, that were happy-go-lucky kind of guys, right? Always, and I mean always, had higher testosterone levels. So a good number, just so you know, when you're in your 20s, like early 20s, your testosterone is about 800, 750, something like that, right when you come out of puberty, late teens, early 20s. And that is those are great numbers, okay? Your body's developing, and it's a great time. So for guys, because, I mean, everything's working great, your mental clarity, everything's just clicking. If you're into building muscle, you're an athlete, I mean, just the gains you can make then are just phenomenal. And, you know, life happens. You get married, you have kids, you have responsibilities, you work, you get stressed, you know, things happen, right? Life happens. And what I found is the men that were stressed out, the men that had financial issues, that had relationship issues, like marital issues, whatever, their testosterone was always on the rock bottom. I mean, on the floor, as we used to say. And you really could see the correlation. Pretty amazing. And I always thought, you know, even though the studies all tell us, I'm talking about medical studies, always tell us, well, it's a natural part of the aging process. I thought in my mind, well, how come I can see men that are 55 and 65 and their testosterone levels are still 550? I'm talking great levels. And they, of course, they exercise, they eat healthy. Looking at their diet, they get plenty of good healthy fats in the diet, plenty of proteins in the diet. They do great. So why is that? Why is their body responding when somebody else's doesn't? Well, there's a study that's out talking about low testosterone. And notice the commercials. You see the big low T commercials that are everywhere now. So guys, of course, you need to take the patch, take the gel, get the pellets. And it's huge business. Just so you know, that's big business. And guys, when you've got things like erectile dysfunction and you have low energy and your confidence is down and you don't have any excitement about life, when all these things are happening, and we all, of course, in medicine, the goal is you've got to have a diagnosis, right? So we need to pinpoint it. And as the patient, you're thinking, gosh, somebody just tell me what's going on. I need a label. Somebody give me a label. I need a label for what I have. So it's like once you get it, like diabetes or high cholesterol or depression or whatever, it's like, yep, I knew it. I'm depressed, or yep, it was that low testosterone. I knew it. That's what my problem is. And the reality is, that's not even scratching the surface. That's just a label. That's it. So with low testosterone, one of the big issues that you have to look at, big low T, is that they're finding now that it's not so much a natural part of the aging process. They say in a study that was done recently in Australia. Now, again, many studies that we do in America, you're basing it on men and women, you know, because women have low testosterone too, and that can affect you, but it's mostly with the men. And so with this study in America, you have to look at it like this. We're stressed out to the max. The guys and women, I'm not saying you don't work hard, so please don't take this that way, okay? But men tend, if they're kind of the breadwinner for the family, more the traditional setting, you know, they're working their can off. And if you're working your can off too, women, and you're single mom and all that, your testosterone is going to be on the floor too, period. But with all the added stress lowers the testosterone more than some biochemical reaction in the body like nutritional, and much more than some issue with, just not exercising or not taking the right kind of supplements. I mean, it is the outside environment they're finding plays a big role. Now, it's interesting because in Australia, the stress levels are not half of what they are in America as far as the quest for stuff, being in debt so much that you're over your head and you can't see straight. I mean, the lifestyle is much different. But they said that factors other than aging are likely responsible for the drop in testosterone in older men. And they're saying in this study in Australia, they tracked the testosterone levels of 1,500 men aged 35 to 80 who had their testosterone levels sampled at a clinic spaced 5 years apart. Okay, the study found that testosterone levels didn't undergo a steep decline. Instead, they only fell less than 1% a year. And certain health and lifestyle factors seem linked to those slight declines. Men who had declines and testosterone were more likely to be those who became obese, had stopped smoking, or were depressed at either clinic visit. And don't get all fired up and keep smoking. Hang on. I'm going to get to that in a minute. So Dr. Gary Wittert, who's a professor of medicine at the University of Adelaide, said in a statement, he said, while stopping smoking may be a cause of slight decrease in testosterone, the benefit of quitting smoking is huge. I agree completely. Wittert and his team believe, therefore, that a drop in testosterone is not inevitably part of the aging process in men. And I agree. I mean, I've seen this. And so it's not like I told you so, but I mean, I have seen this so much. And I know that for a fact. I mean, you can stand two guys side by side, look at their lifestyle and their lifestyle choices, and determine exactly what's going on with them, and find the root cause for something like that. And low testosterone is not life and death. It's more about quality of life. And it really does make a difference. It really does. And so I find that interesting. So you can supplement, you can exercise, you can do all of that. But if your life is not right around you and you've got low testosterone, it's a big indicator that, number one, you're too stressed. Number two, you've got too many demands. And number three, your lifestyle cannot support a good, healthy endocrine system. Endocrine meaning the hormone system in the body. So it's a real key. If you've got questions about how to raise your testosterone levels naturally, we can talk about that. I mean, we can get into some keys and things to do that. One is to make sure, number one is to make sure that you lay everything out in your life. I mean, get rid of the major stressors in your life. That is a big key. And there's all kinds of supplements and things. If you want to get into detail, you let me know. I can create that. We can do an email on it. But I can tell you this, the big key for testosterone is stress, period. And guys, I don't care if you're 35 or 75. If there's a ton of it in your life, then you're never going to be able to rise to the peak level of performance for you and your health and your body. It's just not going to happen. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me an email. Go to getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Eddie now. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi, yes. How are you?
I'm living well. Good to talk with you.
Good. Yes, I have a question about, I have a son who's 6 years old, and he just hit the pool, about a week ago, and slipped on some steps and split open his shin, and he had about a 2-centimeter gap and laceration.
Okay.
And I didn't know much about that kind of stuff. I didn't realize if you needed stitches, you needed to go in right away. I waited overnight to,
that's okay.
Working.
That's okay. So your question is, he fell, he split his chin. So what's the question there?
And then next morning he couldn't get stitches, so his regular pediatrician didn't do stitches, and so they sent me to an urgent care, and we went in, and the guy said, well, it's already clotted over so much I can't pull the skin together, and so there really wasn't a treatment. And so it's scabbed over now. I mean, I have 10,000 IUs at home, but I mean, I've seen it go up as much as 30,000 IUs on a shelf, and
the little tube of the vitamin E oil. That stuff is really, really good. And you can also get, I'll tell you, some elderberry ointment. You can actually make a little compress and mix the oils themselves. You go to the health food stores and they kind of have the different herbs and whatnot. Elderberry and golden seal actually work really well in that sort of thing. You can actually make it with like this ointment, kind of a base ointment, mix it together, and that can be good. The vitamin E they have in very, very low dosages, so you don't have to worry about any, getting too much. But that, all of that is what I would look into for the rebuilding and the smoothing over of that tissue for him, okay?
Being
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454 or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com and use promo code 1191.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. So whatever you're struggling with, we want to talk about it. Why? Because it's about you. It's important. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. You don't have to be. We had an email came in. Susan's been dealing with diabetes, and she wants to know if there are any type of alternative or natural-based treatments that can help. Well, it depends. I'm sure if you've just been diagnosed, Susan, that your doctor has you on metformin or glucophage, and that's kind of the first stage, just so you know. And all it does is it increases the receptors so that the body can utilize insulin better, okay? So that's pretty much what it does. Nothing to be overly concerned about. I know it's medication, but if you're doing that, then, you know, again, you got to go with what your doctor says. No big deal. Stick with that. But also come up with your own game plan. Radically change your diet. So with diabetes, remember, it's where the pancreas, which produces insulin in response to higher levels of blood sugar in the body, finally just get a little worn out, frankly. They just can't say, you know what? It goes up, down, up, down, up, down. You eat your donuts and your bagels and then your sodas and then your french fries, and you do this all day in and out, and you eat junk food. And then, of course, finally the pancreas just say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm done. And that's when all of this happens. That's when diabetes sets in and your body's like, you know what? Have fun with all that. And so what happens at that point is that you have to rebuild the body. Remember, you've lifestyled your way in. So, Susan, I don't know your story, and I don't know everything that's going on, but I can tell you this, is that the reality is with diabetes, one of the main things you have to focus on is getting the body to utilize insulin again. So the way you do that is creating an environment inside the body so it doesn't need as much insulin. So lower glycemic, that's what we call the glycemic index. It ranks carbohydrates. So your breads, your pastas, your cereal, your crackers, your rice, your potatoes, fruits and vegetables, those are all your carbohydrates. Some have a real high rating, like 100 or 85. Some have a really low rating, like 15. In the higher end of the range, you've got things like white potatoes, which you would think would be great for you. And they do have health benefits, but they're a higher ranking glycemic index, which means that it pushes more sugar through the body and requires more insulin. So you have that, you know, and table sugar and white flour and pasta, all those rank very high. Then you have things like apples and oranges, blueberries and raspberries. They all rank under 20. So it's a radical different shift with all of that. So it's interesting. And so with diabetes, you want to make sure that you do these principles right here. Regardless what your doctor has you doing, here's some good general dietary principles that are helpful. All right. With diabetes, number one is proteins and fats eaten together. We know for sure help stabilize blood sugar. So that might be something you want to look into, do some research on. But any kind of protein, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, eaten with like almonds or walnuts, and if you had an apple with it, it would help stabilize that blood sugar. And so that helps you win. And so it takes a different mindset shift. It takes some different ways of doing things. But in the end of the day, you can create some new lifestyle choices that can really help. And having a good coach to walk you through this from a nutritional perspective is always of great benefit. So it's something that you want to look into for sure. And there are plenty of folks out there, registered dietitians, nutritionists, that have the knowledge and that can walk with you through this process, Susan. And diabetes, don't let it freak you out. That's the big thing. It's come on you, but if you make some good shifts and good changes, then many times the body can change and you don't have to be stuck where you are. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go now to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
Living well, man. What's up?
couple of years ago, I obviously was bitten by a tick, and after a trip or two to the doctor, he said I had Lyme disease, and I was wondering, of course, as that was going on, of course, we'd done some looking online and reading, and I don't remember a lot of the details about after effects, things that may linger. And particularly, I guess what comes to mind, because, you know, I'm 63 years old, reasonably healthy. We, 5 or 6 years ago, we juice a lot, we eat a lot of raw. In my work, I get plenty of exercise. But I'm occasionally, and it's not very often, and it's most of the time not real severe, but just up the back of my neck, like in the maybe the upper part of my neck, the lower part of my head in the back. I never have all my life had headaches or anything like that, just hadn't had it. And I'm just wondering, is there such a thing as some after effects from lingering from Lyme's disease?
Well, for the most part, it's, again, Lyme's affects everyone differently, really does. And after effects and kind of things that can linger and continue to bother you mostly is fatigue and some of the joint aches and pains. Those are the two things that can linger. There is a homeopathic remedy that is out that works great for Lyme's. Now, vitamin D is a big one. We know for sure keeping up vitamin D levels with a blood test and keeping them at the upper end of the range is vital. That makes a big, big difference. But teasel is a homeopathic remedy. It's the plant that's found mostly in the south, southeastern part of the United States, but it is phenomenal. And certain naturopathic physicians have taken it and created a homeopathic remedy, and homeopaths, by the way, have taken it and created a homeopathic remedy, and people do great with it. So I would probably look into that. And from the folks that I've talked with, from a natural perspective, you know, that they don't want standard medical treatment for that, they do great. And, you know, some people have a great, great reduction in the symptoms, so you might want to take a look. But, yeah, some of the fatigue and joint aches and pains, that can stick around. But if you change your diet, lower inflammation in the diet, that can play a role too. All right, thanks for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Don't lose your hope. That's the one key to living an extraordinary life.
The show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.